A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other but he,' and to love him with all your heart, all your understanding, all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know, every once in a while, a gospel passage will end with one of these dangling phrases like this. It's kind of mysterious. No one dared to ask him any more questions. What was it, that Jesus was in a bad mood and, yeah, everybody was afraid and nervous? I don't know, but it always intrigues me when it finishes something like that. Why didn't they dare to ask him any more questions? Maybe he got to them. Maybe he made them think. Maybe there was something about what he said that made them a little introspective, no? And uncomfortable. You know, the first reading almost seems to be a repeat of the gospel in a way, because they're both referring back to the Ten Commandments and the summary of the Ten Commandments. Here in the book of Deuteronomy, where we first have the Ten Commandments. And then there's a great summary of the commandments: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and then your neighbor as yourself. And in this case, Jesus is not arguing with the scribes and the Pharisee. This scribe seems to be a pretty well-intentioned guy. He was sincerely looking to see what Jesus felt about this. And apparently he agreed with Jesus, and he understood something more about the law. He said, loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength is more important than any sacrifices we offer in the temple. Just the rituals, no? More important than just going through all those worship and sacrificial offerings and the holocaust that we offer every day in the temple. Because really, that sacrifice is supposed to be a reparation for sin, right? But the point is to lead us to a pure love of God. And so the scribe really has a deep understanding of the purpose of all those sacrifices, and that they're supposed to lead us to him. The whole thing reminds me of what happened two chapters ago when Jesus ran into the rich young man. He says to this scribe, he says, okay, you're not far from the kingdom of God if you get that, right? But it reminds me of what happened with the rich young man. He came and asked Jesus how he'd get to heaven, and he seems really sincerely interested in knowing what it is he has to do to get into the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus tells him to keep the commandments. And the young man replies, well, I've kept them all since I was young. What more must I do? And it says Jesus looked at him with love and said, there's one thing you lack. Go and sell all you have and give it to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. You see, this young man wound up going away sad, because he wanted to believe that the way to heaven was the ethical approach. Keep the commandments, keep the rules, and then you're in because you're a good person. But Jesus says there's one thing you lack. It's not just about keeping the rules. It's about something much deeper and much more important. And the scribe is onto it. But the rich young man went away sad because he couldn't move from that idea that if I just do the right things and I'm a good person, I'll inherit the kingdom of God. No, what was he missing? What he was missing was that relationship with Jesus. He needed to become a disciple of Jesus, right? He heard that commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. But he thought he could get away with just not getting out of line. Keeping the commandments, keeping the rules, mind my own business. But there's something deeper. That we have to turn ourselves into people who really want to be in the kingdom of God because we want that relationship with the Lord to last forever. Maybe the difficult thing that made everybody uncomfortable at the end was that. It was the realization that maybe they were good at the liturgy and the temple and the sacrifices, and they brought their offering to the temple, and they had the calves and the bulls sacrificed, or the lambs or the turtle doves, whatever they had to offer. They did that. They also kept basic rules of the law of Moses, and they kept most of the commandments most of the time. They were good people. But they missed the real heart of the law, which is to put God in the first place in your life. That's what you have to live for. You know, in a way we face the same problem today. It's a challenge to every single one of us, right? We're pretty good. Tell us what we have to do to get to heaven and we'll do our best. We just celebrated All Saints Day. And then right after we celebrated All Souls Day. So the saints are the ones in heaven and the souls in purgatory are still down there. Right? We have the church triumphant and then we have the church suffering. What's the difference between them? Yeah, they're all going to wind up in heaven. Every soul in purgatory is going to heaven someday. But maybe the difference is that the saints are the ones who loved God with all their heart, all their soul, and all their strength. And he was the most important thing in their lives. They were centered on God. They did everything for love of God. And those souls in purgatory, a lot like us, we're busy and distracted and just tell us the simple way, what rules we have to keep. Because we got a lot of other things on our mind but God. And we don't have time to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength. We're not far from the kingdom of God, but we're not there yet. It's when we move to that point where God is the center, then we're in the kingdom of God with the saints. Maybe, just maybe, everybody listening to Jesus was afraid to ask him any more questions because they realized that they weren't keeping this greatest commandment. They still had a way to go. And maybe that's us too.